Throwing down the gauntlet. As I mentioned before, when children exert their will, most parents view it as a direct challenge to their authority. How many times have we heard this well-meaning phrase in parenting magazines and radio talk shows? Whenever children challenge you, you've got to pick your battles. Listen to the language. The sentence assumes that the exchange between you and your child will be a hostile one, in which there is a triumphant victor and a vanquished foe. This type of rhetoric assumes that the challenge issued by your child is just that, an invitation to battle. Instead, I'd like to offer a different word and a radically different idea. Instead of considering your next trying interaction with your child as an impending Waterloo, consider this. In your child's developing growth, he is constantly testing you. In doing so, he is not plotting an invasion or laying an ambush. Instead, he is testing you to see if you can be trusted. He is testing you so that he can see that you are dependable, stable, and consistent. And trust me, he desperately needs you to pass. You might be thinking, you mean when kids push our buttons, they don't really want us to give in? Yes and no. Yes, their anxiety wants you to cave at that moment, but their inner adult is begging you to not get ruffled and to remain calmly focused on yourself. I know, so often this testing feels like a fight. It feels as if your kids are digging a trench and loading their bazookas. What they are really doing, however, is throwing down a gauntlet. In medieval times, the gauntlet was a protective glove worn by knights. When thrown down at the feet of an adversary, the gauntlet was an invitation to battle. Picking up the gauntlet was an acceptance of the invitation, an acceptance of the mutual responsibility for whatever happened next. And the same is true in parenting. When kids throw down a gauntlet, they are testing you to see if you are willing to take responsibility for them. Children throw down a wide variety of gauntlets. I'm bored. Are we there yet? You're not fair. I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to. I hate you. Can you recall what the pit of your stomach felt like the last time Junior uttered one of those phrases? Many parents find themselves reaching down, snatching up the gauntlet, and engaging their child in an all-out battle before they know it. What does this have to do with the Borg? By employing the phrase resistance is futile when considering a child's emotional show of force, a scream-free parent can instead use that child's own momentum to change the encounter completely. Let me explain by mixing metaphors a bit. Judo, or the way of gentleness, is a discipline whereby the momentum of the opponent, rather than raw brute force, is used to change the outcome of the encounter. It is a model of conflict, if you will, that chooses not to pick up the gauntlet. In a conflict, the student of judo is still engaged with the other person, choosing to remain connected, but the participant is not going to attack the other or accept the invitation to fight. The judo participant is, instead, going to accept the other's momentum as belonging to the other, something not to be resisted. Instead, it is to be respected. Just listen to the words of Jigoro Kano, the father of judo. If one enters a contest with the sole idea of not being defeated, automatically the body becomes stiff and defensive, and they appear to be entirely preoccupied with the idea of winning their contest, without any sign of aspiring to higher accomplishment. Instead, the principle is to evade the opponent's strength or change one's position to reduce the effect of the strength applied. Jigoro Kano often spoke of the willow tree. He observed that in the harsh Japanese winters, seemingly stronger trees were losing their branches to the heavy snow, while the supple willow tree simply allowed the snow to glide off its branches. The willow uses the weight of the snow and bends with it rather than attempting to overpower it. This approach to conflict necessitates a willingness to learn about the other, a willingness to carefully observe the other and his or her momentum. Only then can you know how to respond without directly resisting the other's invitation to combat. You can already see the parallels between the judo model of combat and the scream-free model of relationships. Your children, through their own anxious efforts to handle their emotions and responsibilities, will try to engage you in a test. Think of the 2-year-old deliberately picking up a forbidden object immediately after you told him not to, while looking devilishly at you the entire time. Think of the school-age girl screaming that you're the worst mommy in the world because you won't let her do what everybody else does. Think of the teenager. Enough said. These are all tests. Tests that only become battles when we take responsibility for our child and pick up the gauntlet.